Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to Where the Music Never Ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we found. Well, I guess I got crowed out of the room. Welcome back, my friends, to Where the Music Never Ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, that we find. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community. That's allpoetry.com. And there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, Monday through Sunday, 10 p.m. till midnight. Check in with Keeping It Brief on Monday at 7 p.m., then come back later that evening as Lulu and Grey Eyes present The Garden of Delight, with Front Page Picks. Tuesdays, check in with the Twisted Sisters as they twist you up. Wednesday, turn up the heat with the Art of Seduction. Thursdays, a split between Inner Craft of Soul and Art with Laurent and Double Helix with Aphasiana and Dan. Friday, Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry. Saturdays, a split with Gray Eyes and Dan Howling at the Moon in the North Woods, giving many you Bad Company, and Exploring at Frasier with Captain B2 and Green. And if you're looking for a little more edgy realm, then check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday mornings. Come take a walk on the wild side Tuesday and break on through with Pam on Friday. Sit in with Aphasiana and Babylon Saturday as they teach you the fine art of becoming part sinner, part saint. Check out the contests and prompts for all of our shows. Call in to read your poems. Hang for the fun. Hey, if you do SoundClouds, attach it to your poem. We'd be glad to hear it in your voice. Good evening, Jean.
Happy Hello, spooky. Rex. And how are you tonight?
All righty. What's doing?
You know, not much. Not much. It's Halloween week. I keep telling everybody every night it's Halloween week. Yeah, I mean, we're breezing through here. We got lots of crazy poems and we got some scary ones and some fun ones. Yes, we've had a real mashup of different things. So what do you have in store for us tonight, Rex?
Oh, just a bevy of different music and the rites that went with them. There were some fun ones that I got, but there were some other ones that didn't. We've got People Are Strange. We've got Bloodletting, Monster Mash, In Hell, I'll Be in a Good Company, Band to the Bones, and
right.
The Dead Can Dance, and They Come to Take Me Away.
Where life is beautiful.
Oh, that's
See,
not as clean men in the green part too.
Yep. That about sums it all up. No, so anyway, it's just it's been a good day. I'm tired as all get out, but it was productive. You know how that is. We have a caller, Rex. We have a caller. Let me see who is on the line. Hello, area code 239. Who's calling, please?
Hi, my name is Bill Schiller.
Hey, Bill, how are you tonight?
Bill, how are you doing?
I'm
good
great,
to hear from
thank you.
Very good. So what is new with you, Bill?
I'm just waiting for everything to be over. I'm not a fan of the pumpkin spice, so all the pumpkin spice things can just go the way of the dodo.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm not crazy about pumpkin spice either, but I love Halloween.
I'm generally right out there, and my grandkids know that whatever they don't want, Grandpa does, especially anything that involves jelly beans. So they've got that
game right. All I have to do is, hey, I won't eat this. We'll bribe Grandpa; he can take us out.
They bring me candy and try to exchange it for money.
There you go.
Smart little buggers.
I'm telling you.
But never candy corn, the abomination of the trick or treat world.
Yeah. That's almost as bad as circus peanuts any other day. It's like, too much.
Yeah, they're both in a class of terror of their own. That's true.
Absolutely.
Well, do you remember this age-old favorite, candy cigarettes?
Yep.
Oh, I remember them, yes. I grew up with them. I grew up in Kentucky where everybody grew tobacco, so it was a common thing to have candy cigarettes.
Yeah.
They encourage this at a young age.
Absolutely. That's too funny. But it's true. My goodness, don't mind me. I'm trying to put my last couple things together here. I think I got this. I don't know for sure, but I think I've got this tonight. I've told that lie before. Oh, my God.
I don't know where I'm going, but I hope I know when I get there.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not so sure I'll know when I get there, but I don't know where I'm going anyway, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It'll all just happen, you know, flying by the seat of my pants, as always. So, fellas,
that must be wearing thin by now.
I wish. I wish. I do. Okay, Rex, look, I'm waiting for you. You tell me what to do. Well, tell me when you're ready to start, and I will start.
Well, we might as well dig into what we got and have some fun.
Okay, well, that works for me. Oof. Well, our first song for the evening is by The Doors, and it's People Are Strange When They Are Strange. Here we go.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Places look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
I was working my way over here. Let me see now. First piece. And normally, Rex, I give you the first piece, and you keep setting my board up, so I can't do that. Well, I mean, I could do that, but it just doesn't quite feel right. So let me start this one off.
I'll have to remember that in the future. Me first.
Yes, absolutely. Look, there's an alien dancing in the room. Oh, my word. I wonder if he says trick or treat. Here we go. This first piece is by Jenny the Deep, and it's called Demons Are Deranged. So, let me see what I can do with this. Demons are deranged. Our faces, they rearrange, hauntingly demented, as each soul is left tormented. From hell, demonic souls reign, and Satan demands your name. As the deceased turn in their graves, demons possess, making the living go insane. Hideous hellions horribly heckle, on bended knees pray for a miracle. For demons will haunt you, hurt you, and taunt you. Demons are deranged, our faces they rearrange, hauntingly demented, as each soul is left tormented. The wicked never sleep, as blood seers weep. Over us all darkness looms, as demons lead our lives to doom. At the monster's ball, they will devour us all. Don't let them grab you, no, no, no. or off to hell you will go, go, go. Demons are deranged, our faces they rearrange, hauntingly demented, as each soul is left tormented. End poem.
Great reading. Thank you very much. And Bill, why don't we start with you?
Yes, I am. I'm always moved by Jenny's writings. And what I really appreciate about this is how each stanza reinforces the title about demons being deranged. And it never strays from the theme. So it's the continuity, the consistency is really impressive. From the beginning to the end, she just stays so on topic. Very good.
Thank you, Bill. Jean, how about you?
Well, you know, I thought this was a good take on the prompts. She picked prompts 1 and 4. And the last stanzas are like a chorus. So, you know, I could see that. But I thought she had nice alliteration in some of these stanzas. And it was nicely done. Hideous hellions horribly heckle. On bended knees, pray for a miracle. For demons will haunt you, hurt you, and taunt you. Demons are deranged. Our faces they rearrange, hauntingly demented, as each soul is left tormented. It was a good job. It really was. So nicely done, Jenny. And another good piece for Halloween. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. And I like how she hit herself with the idea of sticking with the song itself. Our faces they rearranged. Dipping into the song itself, and what else? We've got the Satan demands your name, a turn on, and nobody knows your name. So she played off the song well in putting this together. And I did like that. Hideous hellions horribly heckle on bended knees, pray for a miracle. For demons will haunt you, hurt you, and taunt you. And that thought's opening up. Demons are deranged, our faces they rearrange, hauntingly demented. As each soul is less tormented. Mm-hmm. And then that drop with the Monster Ball, I thought that was a pretty good movie. So I kind of hit another nice note to the piece itself. So thank you very much, Jenny.
Yep, 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 yep.
All right, Jenny, we're back on you.
Well, the next piece I have to play is called Bloodletting by Concrete Blonde. I think that's what it's called. Yes. The Vampire Song. So here we go.
There's a crack in the mirror and a blood stain on the bed.
You see the belly dancer in the room?
I did not.
Oh, take a peek.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Only Harka. Harka, you never look so good. All right. Well, that was definitely scary. Oh, my God.
Just think about it. Now you won't be able to get that out of your head.
Yes, I will. Promise. It won't be but a matter of seconds. Okay, the next poem I'm going to put up is by Betty Page, and I have an audio for this. So, here we go.
Vampires of Venice. You haunt me merry-go-rounds, ride me four rounds on your bed. You haunt me merry-go-rounds, ride me four rounds on your bed. Oh, come be my vampire, yes, let me be tied up in your bed. Oh, come be my vampire, yes, sweetie, I'll be waiting in bed. You love the waves I scream in Venice Beach. We're getting down by the ocean. You're so warm, so clean. We're gonna have drink sex. Let's kiss all night. We've got some time, so do me right. Mmm, yeah. Mmm, yeah. Mmm, yeah. Mmm, yeah. Pierce Carnival, bright lights, just spinning Ferris wheels. You're just standing in those dark shadows, down for thrills. Oh, come be my vampire, you strap me down onto your bed. Oh, come be my vampire, you strap me down onto your bed. You love the waves I scream in Venice Beach. We're getting down by the ocean, you're so warm, so clean. We're gonna have drink sex. Let's kiss all night. We've got some time, so do me right. Mmm, yeah. Mmm, yeah. Mmm, yeah. Mmm, yeah. We love to dance in dark shadows. Bite me, sweetie, thrill me tonight. Dance beneath neon rainbows. Sweetie, come thrill me tonight. Oh, you are my vampire. Sweetie, come and do me all night. Oh, you are my vampire, sweetie, come and do me all night. You love the waves I scream in Venice Beach. We're getting down by the ocean, you're so warm, so clean. We're gonna have drink sex, let's kiss all night. We've got some time, so do me right. You love the waves I scream in Venice Beach. We're getting down by the ocean, you're so warm, so clean. We're gonna have drink sex, let's kiss all night. We've got some time, so do me right. Mmm, yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. Mmm. End poem.
Great read, Betty. Thank you very much for SoundCloud. It is appreciated. All right, Gene. Oh, Gene, you got to unmute. Otherwise, your comment goes to waste in the darkness.
It won't be the first wasted comment I've made. Let's be real. Oh, my God. I thought this was great by Betty. I really did. I thought it was a good take on the prompt, you know, and I love the audio. I thought she did a fine job with that. But we love to dance in the dark shadows. Bite me sweetly, thrill me tonight. Dance in the neon rainbows. Sweetie, come thrill me tonight. Oh, you are my vampire. Sweetie, come and do me all night. Oh, you are my vampire. Sweetie, come and do me all right. And then, you know, I loved her refrain. You know, you love the ways I scream in Venice Beach. We're getting down by the ocean. You're so warm and clean. We're going to have drinks, sex. Let's kiss all night. We've got some time, so do me right. Yeah. You know, don't forget the yes. But Betty, I think you did a good job with this, and I enjoyed it. Clever. Good piece, all the way around.
Thank you, Jean.
Uh-huh.
And Bill, how about you?
I'm sorry, did you say me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I, I, I,
I loved it, and I first time I've heard Betty Page's actual voice, and then I was listening to this, trying to figure out why is it that this kind of ghoul is always seemed as a sexually attractive, unlike any other monster you can imagine. Why is it that vampires have a sexual attraction to them? So while Betty's poem was going in the background, I was reading about something called supernormal stimuli. And it's based on this research that finds that women are naturally attracted to a male that they prefer has resources and the ability to protect them and potential loss to bring. I this almost sounds a little sexist, and I'm not saying this is my belief. I'm only reporting what the research shows about supernatural attractiveness, that vampires are sort of elevated archetypes for the preferences women want in men. And maybe that's why vampires are considered as sexually desirable, which is certainly what comes across in Betty's poem. It's like looking for the interaction with that vampire. And as she read that, it made me wish I was Bela Lugosi.
Oh, my God.
She double-dipped and got you, though. Well, yeah, that's the funny part. The original story with Bram Stoker had an underpinning of sexual tension, but because of the Victorian times, it was played in low-key, alluded to heavily in the book itself. And since then, all vampire movies have gone that extra yard in making it a bit more apparent because of the sensuality that comes with blood itself. It's part of the human condition, and to actually bite into and take some of that is considered sensual in nature. But she plays off that really well. I did like the chorus. You love the ways I scream in Venice Beach. We're getting down by the ocean. You're so warm and so clean. We're going to have drinks, sex. Let's kiss all night. We've got some time, so do me right. Nice, as well as the, well, yes, she dipped very nicely into the, yeah. So, yes, I can understand how she got the double dip in there, though. Nicely done, Betty.
No, thank you.
Okay. All right. So sorry. Good gosh almighty. It's not the company, it's the hour, I'm telling you. The next song I'm going to play is Old Faithful. We are going to play Monster Mash. So here we go.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group,
the Crypt Kicker 5.
They played the match.
They played the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the match.
It got on in a flash.
They played the match.
They played the Monster Mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the Mash.
It's now the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the Mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the Mash.
It's now the Monster Mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
Mash cool! Easy boy, you impetuous young boy. Mash cool!
Monster Mash!
Monster Mash! Monster Mash! Monster Mash!
Monster Mash! Monster Mash! Yeah. Okay, Rex, well, that brings me to you. Yes.
Absolutely. Okay.
Okay, the next piece is for you. It's called The Monster Mash by Peter Saway. So whenever you're ready.
The Monster Mash by Peter Saway. Graveyard smash, radio brainwashed. Stupid song, as if fat and ugly was fun. Like sex with a letterbox, excreting dead pizza. On Juliet Tomb, apartments of Gaza, limestone. Yeah, shake a fang at doctor's house, nurses in the basement, swift witches of treatment, periscope down, you and me in a boat, dull on the ocean floor. Do the dance of nothing then, high bends of blubber compressing, surface aiming, atmospheric fornication, deep breaths. Continual breathing, reincarnating as Jew hitting Palestinian, sister with gun, offering discount, a chosen bomb, a new ceiling, dust and destitution, skies of more to come. Obese hostess, seatbelt to demonstrate, Titan pleasing first captain later, in locked cabin, impersonating the alligator, floral mama. All systems headed doom's direction, alien command, no more in between, safe sex amongst, Facebook friends, Negro Titanic, stalking on the bottom, bottle of produce wine, fentanyl, poison in dissolvable form, dumb donkey or checkpoint. Expiring, load of candied consciousness, raped by sheer exhaustion, nurse to sign off, fart in stairwell, car park. Shite on Emily's Amherst, thirst blood from the darkest depths, and the place for obese Jesus, speak not well, be honest. Mary under the bright questions, TikTok, bell to court, reality common, light of guillotine reason, let them eat what? This poet, 10 seconds of absent thought, future bleak. Bart grown up, Simpson to change her name, sick of family cartoons, lack of Chiascoro, out there with daddy's gun. Bang ho and watch them commies run, rusty sweating jungles of Siberia, stolen beaver fur. Fierce around her damp entrance, Elvis doing the horizontal exit, singing, mama, big bits, no school today. Naughty boy, old pupil, marriage of heaven and hell, bloke and Blake, lessons learnt, drums of repetition, beaten, not so well screened father, still nights, vacant hell, ceiling to ponder. Plaster of guessed stars, real ones so far, marked by distance, queen to the guillotine, searchlight for the Taliban, stand up from a dark land, brave suitor on focused internet, Romeo, Rasputin, Pricker Putin, Emily, Juliet, Spam. With Adeline Clapton, surviving heroine, squeezing sad commercial instrument, ticket holders in changing stadium, ideas to kingdom come, fast, everyone. All cursed, futile to even number or name, lazy Nazis, the wanker wishing years, dark well to hot well, toss a penny, skeletonic mistress to kiss, goodbye confess, like a cave in a cliff. energy and so many tears, all these shell-shocked years, swallow and choke, see you there in RP underwear. Fat Sue, my crippled dear, no more the head of arts, mountains of Woolworth's gardens. Fickle men, promises, other women, cancer or crime, run screaming into sunset, gullet. And poem. Damn. That was loaded. Bill, why don't we start with you? What'd you think?
Oh, I don't know why you had to start with me. Well,
here, I'll start it.
I'm searching for something appropriate. I need a moment.
I got it. The Monster Mash was a proper title, and it bites into the world that's going on today. The Monster Mash, the idea of we're running headlong into our own suicide, and all the implicit imagery that comes along with it, the ignorance, the stupidity, the dipping into demonic pleasures, the idea of, hey, you know what? Fickle men, big with promises, other women, cancer, crime, run screaming into sunset gullet. The idea of sunset gullet, meaning the big one coming, the bomb itself, the cancer or crime. I think there's a little tincture in the fact that there is a notion out there, along with a lot of ideas and thought, that we've had the cure for cancers for decades, yet, but there's no money in curing it. It's best to hide it. That way, the money keeps coming in for everything else. And the fickle man of big promises, the allusion to leaders, because he drops that with no the idea he dropped in Putin at one time. You've got the produce, wine, fentanyl, poison, the dissolvable form, dumb donkey of checkpoint, notation of everything that's coming across the borders that we don't know about, and more than just that. So heavily loaded there, Peter. Thank you very much. All right. Bill, you ready?
Yeah. I was initially troubled, and this is why I was struggling. There's so many mixed metaphors in this. It goes from fentanyl to the Palestinians hating Jews, heroin usage of Eric Clapton, and it just seemed so disconnected for me at first. I couldn't understand it. But then I started thinking of it in context to the Monster Mash song, and it's kind of clever because if you think of that song, you have all of these very scary things operating together in the same space doing their thing that they do.
Yeah.
And you've got mummies and werewolves and vampires all doing their thing together. And what I hear Peter talking about in this poem is something of the same effect. But instead of Frankenstein and vampires, you've got real things like war, drug use, and these other kind of modern-day horrors that are more real than werewolves. So in that sense, I think it's very clever.
Absolutely. You hit on it right there. Thank you, Bill. Gene, how about you?
Huh? No can do, remember? I can't help you on this one. It's okay. Okay. Now the next song I'm going to put up is The Dead South, In Hell I'll Be in Good Company. So here's the song.
Thank you. count down three rounds and hell, I'll be in good company.
Okay, well,
you got to see the video for that one, too.
right. Well, the poem I have to go with that song is called The Baseball Bat and the Trial by Pam Ray. So I'm going to go ahead and give that a read since Pam didn't make it yet tonight. So
yeah, I think she wanted you to read this one.
Okay, there you go. Oh, that makes me nervous. Now, The Baseball Bat in the Trial by Pam Ray. Your Honor, he broke my heart. That no good two-timing snake. So that is the main reason I hit him with an iron pan and rake. He broke my heart and my trust. The weasel lied to me. So I had my seven brothers hang him from a tree. We smacked him like a pinata with a good old wooden bat. But instead of candy, guts spilled out of that stinking dirty rat. Did he really think I wouldn't find out about his wife and other lovers? Sure as hell ain't my damn fault that he don't have the sense to run for cover. He told me in his charming way I was the prettiest girl he'd ever seen. He thought I was all sweet and nice. Then he went and turned me mean. Go on and ask those who know me. I ain't someone you need fear unless I got my shotgun and you're a squirrel or a deer. Why, Your Honor, I'm just about the nicest gal you ever will meet, you will ever meet, unless I catch the man I love tickling another woman's feet. And yes, I kept on swinging till every bone was broken and even sliced his giblets and took them as a token. After all, who needs a manhood when you're burning down in hell? He'll be too busy getting tortured to need to rise and swell. So yes, Your Honor, the jury could say, I'm guilty as a technicality, but I hope all 12 of them will think about what that bastard did to me. Perhaps instead of the electric chair, I could attend this funny farm where bars and medication would guarantee I'd do no harm. Besides, I have been told I look mighty fine in white, and I think I'd enjoy the way a straight jacket hugs me tight. If each of you decides execution is the way to go, then there's something important that you need to know. If you end up killing me when I've done no wrong, then you'll spend a long time listening to my spectral song. It won't be just my sadness heard, but the raging anger in my heart. I'll be hell-bent on revenge and tear all your lives apart. End poem. Go Pam.
Yeah, I was wondering if you were going to make it through some of those bits and pieces in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Bill, why don't we start with you? What do you think?
My first thought is, God help me, I never make Pam Ray angry.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
Well, I've read a lot of stuff from Pam, and this seems to me one of the more humorous pieces that's written. And I mean, even though it's serious when you think about, you know, the betrayal from the lover, but it's all shared with a tongue-in-cheek, funny sort of way. But I mean, there's nothing funny about cheating or revenge. But she put it up in a funny way. I really appreciate Pam, and I just sense this is so different from her, really. And it's different from some of her writing in that it's humorous, but I know it's not reflective of her heart, because I've never met her in person, but I have this idea that she's just a very gentle, kind person. I might be wrong, according to it. I'd have to talk to her if he's still alive.
All right. Thank you, Bill. All right, Gene, you got to read this. It didn't scare you too much, but it did give you giggles.
Oh, it did. It did give me giggles. I thought it was just, I thought it was a great piece, and I thought it was a wonderful take on the prompt. And I loved Pam's humor all the way through. I really did. I thought she did a fabulous job with that. Her rhyme and meter, as always, was spot on. And, God, you know, the humor. I can't say it enough. I picked it up from here. Go on and ask those who know me. I ain't someone you need fear unless I got my shotgun and you're a squirrel or a deer. Why, Your Honor, I'm just about the nicest gal you will ever meet unless I catch the man I love tickling another woman's feet. And yes, I kept on swinging till every bone was broken and even sliced his giblets and took them as a token. After all, who needs a manhood when you're burning down in hell? He'll be too busy getting tortured to need to rise and swell. Ah, I was rolling. I said, oh, my God. She'd have missed too much here. You know, I thought it was just a really well-done piece and very enjoyable. I mean, I got such a kick out of it. It was great. So excellent job, Pam. Thanks for sharing, and thanks for letting me read it. Awesome sauce.
Nicely dark, twisted humor. And now you know what she does when winter comes in the woods in Wisconsin. I got a kick out of that. Beat him like a pinata with a good old wooden bat. But instead of candy, got spilled out of that stinking, dirty rat. That was nice touch. As well as the sort of a shotgun and you're a squirrel or a deer. That was nice. And so with that, taking his slicing his giblets and taking them as a token. Yeah, okay. But then she gets into the sort of the back end of this. Perhaps instead of an electric chair, I could enter the funny farm where bars of medication would guarantee I'd do no harm. Besides, I've been told I look mighty fine and white, and I think I'd enjoy the way a straight jacket hugs me tight.
Hugs me tight.
Well, that says quite a bit. And then the sentencing cut to the jury and the judge say, hell, go ahead and kill me. I'm just going to tear your ass apart anyway.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right. Go ahead. I'm coming back for you. It's too good. Way too good. Oh. Crack me up. Crack me up, Rex. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm a little silly these days. Okay, so now we move on to Bad to the Bone. And you know it's thoroughly good.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Here goes.
Oh.
all gather round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Woman beg, and I make a good woman steal. I make an old woman blush, and I make a young girl squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Thoroughgood. Oh my goodness. Selena. Hang on to them.
Yeah,
don't want no wardrobe malfunctions here in LNP. Anyway, just playing.
look at Robin. I'd do anything to have that as a trick or treat showing up at my door.
Oh my God. There you go. Yeah. Okay. Now, back to the business at hand. Bill, I'm going to put this next piece up for you to read, if you don't mind. And this is called Bad to the Bone by Julie Buck.
Got it.
To whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'm feeling a little dizzy from watching that GIF on the board. But, I'm just going to focus on the words now.
It's more like hypnotized.
This is Mad and Bad by Julie Buck. Inspired by George Thorogood and the Destroyers song, Bad to the Bone begins, I was born on a cold night. Doc bemoaned, what a fright. Because I was mad to the marrow. And now I've met you. What a terrible tree. You are bad to the bone, even before you met me. You have a smoking Camaro. Let's take a spin. Might as well while I'm here. I'm mad to the marrow, and I know you want in, but I can't open. Unclear. Because you're bad to the bone. So I must leave you alone. My vitality cruises along. Your badness, just wrong. You kind of make me sick, believing you're so all that. I won't be just a notch on your belt. Because my marrow's trained in combat. Like oil and water, we don't mix. I'm independent and marrow. You're skeletal and mean. And you're thinking most narrow. But hold on to your skull. No need tonight to be alone. We're off on a Halloween cruise. Because your is bad to the bone. And you're a ride that keeps the screen satisfied. And
there, Bill. Thank you very much. All right, Julie.
I thought it was a good take on the prompt. I wasn't too sure where Julie was going at first. You know, she was born in the cold night. Doc bemoaned, what a fright, because I was mad to the marrow. I thought, oh gosh. And then she turned it around where she met up with the, you know, you have a smoking Camaro, let's take a spin. Might as well while I'm here. I'm mad to the marrow, and I know you want in, but I can't open unclear, because you are bad to the bone. So I must leave you alone. My vitality cruises along. Your badness just wrong. I thought it was just a clever take on the prompt, kind of a reversal. You know, in the beginning, and then all of a sudden she just speaks to it. And I thought that was clever and good job. So thank you, Julie, for sharing with us. Nicely done.
All right. Thank you, Jean. Bill, you got to read it. How about you?
Well, the one thing that I just kept coming back to most of all was the stanza where it says, she writes about how you make me sick, believing you're so all that. And I was thinking about that stanza because the song itself, if you go back to a song by Muddy Waters, Manish Boy, and then there's the Bo Diddley song, I'm a Man, which George Thorogood borrowed from both those artists when he wrote this song, Muddy Waters and Bo Diddley. And if I grew up in the era of MTV when it was all music and not these ridiculous things they show now, but in the original video for this song, I can remember George Thorogood is playing pool with Bo Diddley, which kind of reinforces the idea of how he borrowed from Bo Diddley to write this song. And it was typical in the lyrics of that kind of style of blues music. You always have the singer, you know, elevating their sexual prowess with women and how much they can drink, how much they can do this, how much they can do that. And they do have this kind of egomaniacal quality to them. And I thought it was interesting that Julie picked up on that, and she talks about how it makes her sick that someone has to act and believe that they're really all that when they're not. And I thought that was kind of interesting to me, but it ties perfectly to the theme, and she even mirrored the sounds of the song. I think she did great in that respect. That's it.
Thank you, Bill. Max, yeah, she did. But then the turnaround is like oil and water, we don't mix. I'm independent and marrow. You're skeletal and mean, and you're thinking most narrow. But hold on to your skull. No need tonight to be alone. We're off on a Halloween cruise, because you, Bubba, is bad to the bone. And you're a ride that keeps this queen satisfied. So she drops it on that note, but willing to forgive that angle because it is Halloween night. And it's cruising time. I want to have some fun. So nice to play, Julie.
Nice.
All right, Gene. I read back that to you.
Okay. Well, the next piece is called Bad to the Bone by Stelena. And Rex, I'm going to ask you to give this one a read. I just have
I think that's more in tune to you because of the voice that comes with it.
Honestly, I haven't looked at it. So, okay, I'll give this a read because I have something I want you to read next anyway. So, okay, great.
Okay, cool.
Bad to the Bone by Stelena. He was bad to the bone, tempting me like Eden's fruit into a world which was grown from an evil root. His eyes revealed a desire I could never imagine, dripping with dark deeds and salacious sin, taking me to places I never knew existed, where lines of conformity were heavily misted. Wow. He was my forbidden fruit, my guilty pleasure, and I craved his savage seduction beyond measure. His voracious appetite, an orgy of lust, where my body thrilled to each rampant thrust. He guided me through such a debauched demonic act, until he sealed my fate within a bloody pact. Into my swan-like neck his gleaming fangs he pressed, while rivulets of blood flowed upon my breast. My now sordid soul would never mourn lost liberty, as of his chains of scarlet I never want to be free. Though he was bad to the bone, I knew at first sight that in his merciless embrace I would long for endless night. End the poem. Yeah,
nice.
I don't think you would have liked that well. I don't think it would have had the same impact. Yes. Great job, Steve.
Yeah, no, I definitely wouldn't have met the vein of sword with this one.
Not at all.
Bill, what do you think?
Well, Selena has this innate ability to infuse sensuality in everything she writes and takes on passion. She does that consistently, and that sensuality aspect and passion certainly comes through this, references to voracious appetite and an orgy of lust. The thrill, her body thrilling to each rampant thrust. I'd love to party with this woman. She's just. But I think that in terms of her sticking with it to the theme, I thought it was cool because I was reminded of how even when this may seem off topic, but it's not. When Ted Bundy went to prison, he was getting love letters from women all over the world. I've thought about that over the years. How is it that someone who's an proven crazed killer who's just done the most defiling things can be the source of attraction for so many women? Why is it women love bad boys? Someone tell me that. Because that's what's coming across on this forum. She knows he's got fangs, he bites and all that, but she wants it.
Yep. Nice. Thank you, Bill. Jean, you got to read. How about you?
As always, you know, Stelina does such nice work. This was no exception. She really did a great job with this piece. The band to the bone angle, absolutely. I have to say, I liked all three stanzas. I can't, you know, say anything different than that. But I did pick the first one. He was bad to the bone, tempting me like Eden's fruit into a world which was grown from an evil root. His eyes revealed a desire I could never imagine, dripping with dark deeds and salacious sin, taking me to places I never knew existed, where lines of conformity were heavily misted. It's so well rhymed and so well done, and she hit all the right notes, definitely was bad to the bone. So excellent job, Stelina. Would have loved to have heard it in your voice, though, because you do such a great job reading your pieces. But I was happy to read it. I didn't mind. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she really hits on that bit of when I walk the streets, kings and queens step aside. Every woman I meet, they all stay satisfied. I want to be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, mama, I'm bad to the bone. And she draws right off of that really well. And even in the right front, he was bad to the bone, tempted me with like Eden's fruit into a world which was grown from an evil root. His eyes revealed a desire I could never imagine, dripping with dark deeds and salacious sin, taking me to places I never knew existed, where lines of conformity were heavenly misted. Nice. Opening end. And the back end, she hits it again. Though he was bad to the bone, I knew at first sight, and in his merciless embrace, I would long for endless night. So, really dipping into the madness of the scene and what was yet to come going forward. Nicely done, Stelina.
Okay. I'm coming. Okay. Now, the next one we're going to put up is, well, first I'm going to play Smoke on the Water, and then we're giving Rex that next. So here goes. Let me, here we go. All right. Well, a nice little blast from the past. And, Rex, I'm going to ask you to read this next poem. It's called Ghost on the Water by Kathy Nelson. So whenever you're ready. Yes, I'm hoping.
I wonder. Okay. Ghost on the Water by Kathy Nelson. Ghost on the water, electric guitar in hand. Ghost on the water. They came in from Transylvania to give the best show around. They died from the sweat they poured, rock instruments on the ground. Heavy metal tunes throughout the night, the show on All Hallows Eve, which gave a really freaky sight, the quarter notes on the breeze. Ghost on the water, electric guitar in hand. Ghost on the water, apparitions all around. You have one left the scene, picked up a guitar and played it loud. A sweet water, mid-fall dream. It stays there, plays after midnight, ghastly tunes in the air. To watch it strum, you would think that it didn't even have a care. Ghost on the water, electric guitar in hand. Ghost on the water, ghost on the water. And pump.
Nice.
You
job,
got first dip, did you dig this one up? It came from you.
You know, I thought this was a neat take, and I believe the prompt was a ghost in a boat. And
yes.
when I read this, I started to chuckle, a ghost on the water. I said, oh, my God, this is right up Rex's alley, you know. I really liked it. I thought she did a nice job with it. I thought it was a clever idea for the image. So definitely a nice job, Kathy Nelson. Another new name to us, or to me. You know, I don't recognize the name from before, so I'm glad you decided to write for us on this contest. They came in from Transylvania to give the best show around. They died from the sweat they poured, rock instruments on the ground. It's got a full story in here, and I think that and she did it well, and I thought it was a clever idea. So very, very nice work, and thank you so much again, Kathy, for sharing with us. Nice read, Rex.
All right. Thank you, Gene. And Bill, how about you?
So is it that the writing is based on a prompt of a picture, or was the prompt the Deep Purple song?
No, it was a picture. It was actually an image.
Well, it's amazing. It seems to mirror the Deep Purple song. And that's why I thought you all were playing that before the poem. I haven't seen the picture, but it was certainly tied to a picture of a ghost on the water. But in terms of the Deep Purple song, it is a mirror of that song. And Rex, great read, by the way, because I could hear you trying to do a little Ronnie Blackmore in there.
You know, I want to interject there. I have to change up a little bit. She wrote this to our sheet music contest. So there was not a picture of a ghost in a boat. That was in another contest I ran. I'm so sorry. But she just took the sheet music, and I guess she just kind of applied it to something familiar to her, which was Ghost on the Water and Smoke on the Water. So it was really clever. So sorry about that. I didn't want to mislead anyone.
That makes more sense now.
Yeah.
She played off the song well and dropped in that Ghost on the Water angle. And even with the they came in from Transylvania to get the best show around. They died from the sweat they poured, rock instruments on the ground. Nice play. And then the final, you got that ghost. It stays there, plays after midnight. Ghastly tunes in the air. To watch it strum, you would think that it didn't even have a care. And then to finish the ghost on the water, as it kind of hit that note of smoke rolling across the water, instead you've got the ghost rolling across the water. Nice touch there, Kathy. Thank you very much.
Okay. Oh, I think it's back to me now. Okie dokie. Okie dokie. Yes, almost there. Oh, sugar honey iced tea. That's a nice way of saying what I meant to say. Okay, the next song I'm going to play is The Dead Can Dance. So
yes.
Let me put that up. And here we go. The carnival. Actually, it's The Dead Can Dance. The carnival is over. So here goes.
That was nice. Something a bit different. Eugene. You mutating again?
I did do it again. Damn it. Well, hello. I'm back. We have a few pieces that go with this song, all from our sheet music contest. So the first piece I'm going to put up is called Old Andy Could Sing by Wayne Gent. And this is, I have an audio for, so that's always cool. And here goes.
This is called Old Andy Could Sing. I was strolling along without a care, hoping to find someone to scare. I was drifting low, about 10 feet off ground, when I heard his guy's awful sound. I dove around the corner to take a peek. There was Andy, trying to be a freak. Andy was a ghost, like me, but we're no kin. I flew over to see what was happening. Andy was screaming boo four different ways. All the kids were laughing. Andy didn't faze. I grabbed up one kid, about four foot in the air, spun him around, created quite the scare. Last time I saw those kids was running and crying. If I said it wasn't fun, I'd be lying. Looked over to Andy. He was 4 inches tall. Last time a ghost lost that much spirit, I don't recall. I said, just because you can't scare, maybe you can sing. Then I saw a bell in his head start to ring. He said, all I ever do is fly around and hum tunes. So I set him up in the choir on Tuesday afternoons. There was no way that was supposed to hurt, but he ended up with notes all over his shirt. He said he didn't mind. He would have a sing-along. I thought it was helping him. Maybe I was wrong. And...
Great read, Wayne. Thank you for the sound cloud. Much appreciated. All right, Gene.
I thought this was clever. I did. I thought it was a clever and creative piece. Nicely done. I like the rhyme and meter all the way through. And the read, his audio on this was really good because he spoke from the voice of one ghost speaking about another ghost. And somehow it worked really well. He spoke, how do I want to say it? I think that he just really, he hit the mark on it, and it sounded genuine, you know what I mean? And I like that. I thought it was a good job. So excellent job, Wayne, and thank you so much for sharing with us, and thanks for the sound clip. Really appreciate it. Well done.
No worries. Thanks, Gene. Mm-hmm. Bill, how about you?
Bill dropped.
Ah, okay, cool. I run the same way. This was a fun piece. Hey, if you've got another ghost, he's not getting the job done, you try and help him out. But instead, you took the spirit right out of crunching down to 4 inches tall until you actually offer up another note. Well, maybe you can sing and set him up for the choir. Yes. That last stanza, that might come out with the his singing voice. Yeah, maybe I was wrong on that note. But hey, as long as he's happy, it's all good.
Yeah, it was clever. It was a clever piece. Yeah, I liked it. Okay, I have to pull my act together here. I was gonna try and do two things at once. Okay, let me tell you what. I'm going to give you the next one to read, Rex. And this is The Spooky Piano Teacher by Joe Brass. So let me put it up. And there you go.
The Spooky Piano Teacher by Joe Brass. I'm your piano teacher, Mrs. Boo. Yes, it's very nice to meet you too. If you're feeling chilly, it's how I really. That one starts again. I'm your piano teacher, Mrs. Boo. Yes, it's very nice to meet you, too. If you're feeling chilly, it's how I like it, really. You'll get used to it before we're through. When our lovely music fills the air, wash away the chill, and you won't care. Let's learn to count 4-4, for each measure no more, to warm your blood, and we'll go on from there. The quarter notes, each getting just one beat. Now you have a coda, means repeat. On to major minor keys, which you'll grasp them both with ease, as you work the pedals with your feet. Music is a language all its own. You continue learning when you've grown. Talents and ability grow with practice, you will see. Harmonies will flow with ease and tone. Key signatures dictate the sharps and flats, then timing ties and holds and Latin stats. Dolce plays sweetly, and Dante is neatly, with phrasing smooth transition, things like that. Once you've learned to read a music score, remember when you thought it was a bore, interpretation and dynamics, hand positions and mechanics, sit you down and play a little more, and pause. All right, Dean.
You know, I thought this was a clever take on this prompt. The prompt was simply one of our ghosts standing in a room with a piano. And I thought it was a clever take on that to make the ghost a piano teacher. You know, I like the intro part of it. You know, I'm your piano teacher, Mrs. Boo. Yes, it's very nice to meet you, too. If you're feeling chilly, it's how I like it, really. You'll get used to it before we're through. When our lovely music fills the air, wash away the chill, and you won't care, let's learn to count 4-4 for each measure, no more, to warm your blood, and we'll go on from there. It was a clever take on the prompt because they took the note of the piano teacher, but I think that he really had a lot of detail in this as he went down, you know, musical detail, enough to make it just... feel a little bit authentic in some ways. And I like that. So, Joe, I think you did a fine job in this piece, and I really enjoyed it. I think that it was another great piece from you for our Halloween contest. And well done. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. This was played the right way. That notation to who and what she is right in the first stanza, and then does get into details before for each measure, no more. And then quarter notes, got major minor keys, which you'll grasp them both with ease as you work the pedals with your feet. And then music is a language all its own. You continue learning when you're grown. Talent and ability grow with practice, you will see. Harmonies will flow with ease and tone. And then the thought with drops and sharps and flats. I like that next line there. Then timing ties and holds and Latin stats. Dolce plays sweetly, Andante is neatly, with pleasing smooth translations, just like that. He played out the whole the menu with that sort of the piano itself and the little ghost hanging there. Hi, I'm Mrs. Boo. And done in a Limerickian styling. So that had a bit of fun with it, too. So thank you, Joe. All right, Gene, we're back up to you.
Okay, I think I'm caught up now. Let me see what I can do. Okay, the next one is going to be called Blinky Tyrone Witherspoon by Star BG. So let me drop that in the room, and I'll give it a read. Okay. Ever since I was knee-high to a wisp cloud, I loved to sing. I sing in rain's gentle showers, when out ghosting about, and even when riding a tornado racing breeze. I sing as I'm gliding in boat, where I'm the puffed out sail. Sometimes I sing to keep from becoming a coat of gray. Grandpa Ghost says I have a real talent as tenor, and someday I might sing with the angel choir in God's temple. My favorite things to sing are Halloween songs like Monster Mash and Thriller. If you know them, sing and I'll boo along. I'm a great dancer, too. My name is Blinky Tyrone Witherspoon, a distant cousin of Casper, the friendly ghost. And poem.
Great read, Gene. Thank you very much. That was a fun offering up the Blinky Tyrone Witherspoon. Then also dropping in a K Casper the Friendly Ghost at the bottom end, just to, as a further introduction as to who and what I am. I'm friendly too. But that middle end, Grandpa Ghost says, I have a real talent as a tenor, and someday I might sing with the angel choir in God's temple. And then my favorite things to sing are Halloween songs like Monster Mash and Thriller. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a nice kiddie tale.
Yes. Yes, it was. It was lighthearted, and it was sweet. There was a lot. I don't know. I just enjoyed that bit of it. And I'm with you. I like the Grandpa Ghost says I have a real talent as tenor, and someday I might sing in the angel choir in God's temple. My favorite things to sing are Halloween songs like Monster Mash and Thriller. If you know them, sing, and I'll boo along. I had to laugh at that too. But like, I'm a great dancer too. I thought, oh gosh. There was a nice childlike quality to the right. Just a young spirit in the, no pun intended, but a young spirit in the way she wrote from the ghost point of view. So I like that very much. Nice job, Star BG, and thank you very much. Okay. Now, I guess that brings me to you for the next one. Okay. This next piece is by Teresa Streshenkoff, and it's called The Scary Dare. So here we go. Whenever you're ready, Rex.
All right. The Scary Dare by Teresa Streshenkoff. What was I thinking? Why did I say yes? A dumb dare to complete, climbing up on the porch. I approach the front door. As it creaks open, I step inside the house. Am I all alone, or is there ghosts that roam? All of a sudden, sheet music begins to be played. Where is it coming from? No one else is supposed to be here. I tiptoe through the house. The music gets louder and louder as you approach the other rooms. Sitting there in the living room was a piano playing by itself when all of a sudden it stopped. There was a cold breeze as if something went right through me. At that moment, I turned and ran to the door and got outside and never talked about it again. Went home. All right.
Yeah. Well, you know, I said this was a well-done piece for sure. It had that kind of creepy kind of holiday Halloween feeling, you know, like you're in a haunted place and you hear the music playing and you hear it getting louder and louder, and then you stop and all of a sudden, you know, from the movies, you know, you feel something just cold just go right through you, and you know, it's a little, it make it to be unnerving, and you know, it's like, oh no, I'm not staying here now, I'm out, you know, and I don't want to talk about it anymore because we don't want to talk it up again. So I thought, you know, in that respect, it was well done. And again, you know, a clever take on the prompt. I have to assume this is the prompt with the piano in it, because we only had one like that. So nicely done, Teresa. And it was a great piece. So thanks for sharing.
Just going back a little bit in time, where you always had that, in the town, you always had that one house that seemed to be a little run down, looked scary, lost a ball over the fence, or you'd get dared. And this was the scary dare. Yeah, you got dared. You took up the dare. You thought better of it going in, but you still kept on going. And then you find out everything's not as copacetic as you thought it was. There's more going on than meets the eye. And on the outside, hey, you don't mention it. Why? Because it's not something you want to talk about and have the rest of the kids make fun of you for being scared of a ghost.
Yep.
And that's what you want, Teresa. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, let me grab the next one. This is called Singing Sullen Spirit by Jenny the Deep. And let me give it a read. A ghostly grinning ghoul gently growls, saintly singing simultaneously, shouting scary sounds, haunting houses happily on Hallows' Eve, celebrating ancestors who have passed suddenly, Guitars and violins vibrate vocal cords translucently, lowly lyrics leaving sinister souls angelically, longing for life, settling for the music of yesterday. He knows his presence is not meant to stay. Sullen songs sang sprightly for human company. With vibrant tones, his spirit doth has summoned thee. End poem.
Great read, Gene. Thank you very much. The alliteration rolls within this one, and it's fitting because I like the thought of a singing sullen spirit, the one that's bound for that night. Yet, there is no happiness, even though you've got the idea of haunting houses happily on Hallows' Eve, celebrating ancestors who have passed suddenly. Longing for life, selling for the music of yesterday, he knows his presence is not meant to stay. Again, that note of unease, yet you're there and you take advantage. And that last stanza, sullen song sang brightly for human company, with vibrant tones, the spirit doth have summoned thee. The idea of calling out for that that note of company, yes, not really getting it because no one can see them. Nicely done, Jen. All right.
Absolutely. You know, I thought that she used a lot of prompts in this. She's like 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11, and 12. So, I mean, you know, she's got it all covered. But I thought it was a nice tale told throughout the piece and a good use of alliteration, definitely. You know, I had to go real slow on this because otherwise I knew I was going to get it all messed up. But I took the first three couplets, you know, a ghostly grinning ghoul gently growls, saintly singing simultaneously, shouting scary sounds, haunting houses happily on Hallows' Eve, celebrating ancestors who have passed suddenly. Guitars and violins vibrate and vocal cords translucently, lowly lyrics leaving sinister souls angelically. Yeah, I said it was nice work and a great job there, Jenny. Lots of thoughts had to go into there in order to gather up all the prompts and kind of get them all noticed. So nice job. Thanks for sharing. Absolutely. Okay, so the next one, Rex, is going to be on you.
All righty.
Let me back over there, see if we can't squeak them all in here. Okay, Ghostly Music by Kim 436. So whenever you're ready.
Ghostly Music by Kim 436. In the still of the night, whispers softly float. Ghostly music echoes, a haunting serenade. Melodies from beyond, a spectral symphony. Unseen thing of strumming, the strings of fate. The notes dance on the breeze, ethereal and light, weaving through the darkness, their presence unseen. A haunting melody, both eerie yet surreal, from realms unknown, where spirits convene. How they linger in the hallowed air, their spectral voices harmonious, ever so faint. A chorus of souls forever bound by sorrow, their melancholic tunes of ghostly paint. They play a mournful tune, their music lingers, ghostly fingers caress, a melancholy melody, hauntingly beautiful, seeking solace in distress. End poem.
Nice. Nice. I like this one very much. I like the way she wrote it. I like the way it sounded to my ear. That probably sounds silly to people, but I do. I like the way it sounded. I thought it had a little bit more of a grown up, thought behind it. It was a more of a grown up story. You know, in the still of the night, whispers softly float, ghostly music echoes a haunting serenade. Melodies from beyond a spectral symphony, unseen fingers strumming the strings of fate. The notes dance on the breeze, ethereal and light, weaving through the darkness, their presence unseen. A haunting melody, both eerie and surreal, from realms unknown where spirits convene. I just, you know, I liked it. I thought the story was like intriguing and well done. I really liked it a lot. So I can't say more than that. So nice work, Kim 436. Appreciate your entry and wonderful write. Thanks for sharing.
Yes. For me, it's all about the music, like do-do-do, do-do-do-do, and how it affects you. So the idea of rolling through it, because she hits on the, in the still of the night, whispers softly float, the notes dance on the breeze, ethereal and light. How they linger in the hallowed air, they play a mournful tune. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, it can run, unseen fingers strumming the strings of fate from realms unknown where spirits convene. Their melancholy tunes are ghostly plaint, seeking solace in distress. You could read this with each line from one to four down all the way through as a one-on-one. And adds a little bit extra to the piece because they work in the very same vein of the voice itself. And I like that thought. Nicely done, Tim. Thank you.
Okay. Okie doke. So the next piece I'm going to put up is by Betty Page. Our one and only Betty Page, might I add. And this is called Halloween's Melodies by Betty Page. And I'm going to give this one a read. Ghosts drifting above, dancing merrily around, swirls invisible. Bright musical orbs bouncing off walls and rainbows, cascades with pure light. Enchants mystical, captivated by dark sounds, twisted memories. Heaviness looming, cabinets upon slam shut, or cabinets open and slam shut. Books fall to the ground. Creaks heard in hallways. Wild ghouls and ghosts frighten all. Howling fierce as wolves. Watching pure madness. Piercing screams are heard outside. Haunted is this house. Barren on this hill. Trapped inside a labyrinth of chaos and madness. Levitating high. Paranormal possessions. Carnival's freak show. Twirls so colorful. All the misfits play their part, freaks in this freak show. Bold yet chaotic, entrance by carnival sounds, piano magic. Delicately plays cruel merry-go-rounds, taunting, chiming eerily. In pretty despair, Halloween's sweet melodies mystify these crowds. End poem.
Great reading, Dean. I like this. A well-played-out haunted house scenario. At a fairground or something, one that's really done well because you've got everything from the ghosts drifting above, you've got the little musical orbs rolling around, and then the note of books falling, drawers opening, what else we got, the freak show, the colorful end of freaks in this freak show, the people, the additions, the little extra notes of horror and terror, delicately plays, cruel merry-go-rounds taunting, shining eerily in pretty despair, Halloween sweet melodies mystify these crowds. So she played that out well. I like that. Nicely done, Betty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to agree with you there, Rex. I like that haunted home or house or, space. I'll just put it that way, the haunted space. She hit on a lot of little things, heaviness looming, cabinets open and slam shut, books fall to the ground, creaks heard in hallways, wild ghouls and ghosts frighten all, howling fierce as wolves, watching pure madness, piercing screams are heard outside, haunted is this house, barren on this hill, trapped inside a labyrinth of chaos and madness. Yeah, I think that she really, she captured it well, because she hit on all the different little nuances of a haunted space. Some of them aren't really nuances. Slamming cabinets is not a nuance. That's a blatant, like, look at me, I'm here. But I think that she hit on the different possibilities, and I think that was well done, and it was a good job. So thank you so much, Betty, as always, for sharing with us. Great job. Okay, 2 seconds because I have to do this before I do that. Thanks.
That sounds a bit racy.
No, can I tell you? Okay, now I think that the next piece we have is by Naomi, and then we have Jim Bellamy. Naomi's goes with that prompt. that we just did.
Right.
So I guess I should go ahead and put that up. And Rex, I'm going to have you read it. Because I think it's okay.
Right.
I do think it's okay. So here we go. He Sang by Naomi Sarah.
He Sang by Naomi Sarah. The little child ghost sang in delicate wispy sways, as if a tiny puff of breath could sweep him lightly away. So fragile and powerless, hovering over toys and friends, he would never touch or hug again. He chanted skipping rope and hopscotch rhymes, silently clapping and dancing, drifting through that time, singing of games of hide and seek, of climbing trees by woodland streams, and catching crabs down by the seaside while building sandy castle dreams. He sang for his mommy, he sang for his daddy dear, for someone far or near, a gentle hand to guide him home, for a tender heart to come along and soothe all his fears. To quiet his shivering soul, he sang of childhood memories made that brought him joy and comfort and let all the others fade. And boom.
Nice. Nice read, Rex. I like this one. I thought it was a sweet take on the prompt. You know, the prompt is this little ghost with his pointer in his hand, like he's leading the band, and he's got the sheet music all over him, you know. And I like how she took it from the perspective of a child ghost. The little child ghost sang in delicate wispy sways as if a tiny puff of breath could sweep him lightly away. So fragile and powerless, hovering over toys and friends, he would never touch or hug again. How sad is that? You know, I mean, this sweet, sad little ghost. Her second, I think, well, you know, there wasn't any stanza that was better or worse than the others. You know, the first one really had you feeling for this ghost. But then he chanted skipping rope and hopscotch rhymes, silently clapping and dancing, drifting throughout time, singing of games of hide and seek, of climbing trees by woodland streams, and catching crabs down by the seaside while building sandy castle dreams. Oh, it's just a sweet and wonderful little write. I can't even say it's little, but there were three, you know, full stanzas. And I think that she captured something really wonderful in this. So thank you so much, Naomi. This is a great piece, and I really appreciate you writing for the show. Great job.
Yeah, this is it's sweet and childlike, too, offering up an easy voice that kids could listen to and understand and know it's not, even though it might be a little sad, it's not horrific. Just offering up notes to the other side and how he melds into it, so to speak, which was nice. Thank you, Naomi.
Absolutely. This is just great. Okay, Rex. Well, I got to get you on double duty here. Because the
right.
Last, do we even have time? We have 5 minutes. I guess we have enough time. Let me put this one up. This is a piece by Jim Bellamy. And yes, and it's about Halloween with Von. Well, yeah, I guess. Well, I'll play this song. I hope to God we have time for both of them. Here we go.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful.
Oh, I haven't heard that in years.
Me neither. Me neither. Okay, here we go, Rex. This. We got 90 seconds, man.
Okay.
Here we go. About Halloween with Bonfire Night by Jim Bellamy.
About Halloween with Bonfire Night by Jim Bellamy. Come scratch ghosts thus far, and if you appear haunted, let's say the apple bobber at the crackle may well craze, Red Park and Smokies and Nasty Pumpkin cries, and All Hallows weave get draining gins after vast tricks come burning for sausage and mashed peas and baked beans. Like red witcheries, broomstuck blinds raise studs from ditties, and you and hexes will use ties for wicker. I set force from behind, year and night's torturing, toffee, a coffinet and slippers will forevermore use ties to instantaneously apply presses for pumpkin ghosts, and we shall raise up from ceilings a good haloic of hallows weave, while compressing dogs and toes on holiday, expect pressing from the other side. For you a field of skulls, angled jawbones, and turnip ghosts will sharpen for midnight witches. That soup, sweet Halloween buses from Midnight Mania, those ghosts seemed vain when we took for them. You know such coffin kisses while faithlessness uses pies for dancing sexes for criminals, monsters, and non-existent Satan will hereby coffin cram deity with apply apples of mushy peas and early fires. Ghosts who stalk the earth's orb plus massive sausage reapers, unidentified, probably inside awakenings for Guy Fawkes and the pre-pyre bakings of All Hallows Well, where already scratched ghost stains across tricks and treats, rustling in the scrails, ruffling in the Azrails, we had better care about caress loud sleep. You will contest for godlessness as we spell after angels, for it proves there's no better spot for fires once eyes. Hereby finalize our fears and love's early wicked star, since your sweet coffins and the dead fudge days that are forevermore some magister for Fawkes fires reaping, for a sweet spirit guide that instantly reads all good hallowed news. Confident, there is no active ghost out there. In this way, we shall make fragrant the utmost sea of halos and pumpkin dudes. You're blind to the very bones as we set alight to Halloween's and bonfires interfixed, and delighted see by to the luck and birth of all of us. Must set Roman candles across sweet Halloween and Guy Fawkes crossed. And I shall forevermore wed ghouls to sweet Turnip Chapel and all our forgotten, easily remembered loves, if the skulls are there. Let's say they do press after youths and pumpkins against night's limbs. We will introduce holy ones with All Hallows and Reginald Munchkin. End poem. All right, we're at the back end of things. So, great show, Thomas Gang. Great show, Gene. Thank you very much. And for Bill for dropping in to help us. And for Hawker, Stelina, Kind Poet, and Robbie on the boards. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great show, Rex. Lots of fun. Lots of poetry. I much enjoyed it. And, yeah. And thank you, Jim Bellamy, for that last piece. I didn't realize we were cutting it quite so close. But well done. And, yeah, so it's Halloween week, And we have what? Garden of Enlightenment, After Midnight, Keeping It Brief, and Tuesday, the big finale on Twisted Tuesdays. We're the lucky ones this year. So I look forward to, you know, seeing everybody floating around. Literally, maybe. Okay, Rex, thanks for everything. Have a great night. And great show. Good night.